Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And welcome to a very special 100th episode of Mystery on the Rocks.
Yeah.
Not including original trailer,
of course not. That doesn't count, does it? Is that technically episode one?
I can't remember. What do we do in that trailer? We were like, shut up, you. Anyway, yeah. Mysteries.
The Acast. It's probably not indicative of what the show turned into. On the Acast totals, the trailer shows up as
number one, an
episode, yeah.
Okay.
But we're not counting it, everybody. We're counting the other little mini-sodes we've done, but we're not counting the original trailer.
Not counting that one. No, because that's a trailer. It'd be like saying the trailer is the movie or part of the TV series.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah, it's not like Casino is the sequel to the trailer for Casino.
To the trailer of Casino. Exactly. Have you seen Casino? I think you mean Casino 2, actually.
I preferred the first one. The second one's a bit more just an in-depth retread.
The first one is like pure shot of storytelling.
Absolutely. But also cliffhanger ending. You don't know how it ends.
So economic.
And then
it was cool to see how Sharon Stone ended up. You know, after the end of that first film, you wouldn't expect her.
What happens? Oh, she's back. Okay.
She's back.
Is she a clone? Or is this the multiverse? What's going on? How does that...
the Casino multiverse. There's one where De Niro's like, well, I won't try and marry that hustler woman because she'll only break my heart. Yeah. He just lives a long and happy life. Mystery on the rocks, oh yeah. Mystery on the rocks, yeah. Mystery on the rocks, yeah.
Do you think you could do like a cinematic universe where all of De Niro's characters meet each other?
Whoa.
I want to see it.
I do want to see that.
Jake LaMotta punches Travis Bickle in the fucking face. And Rupert Pupkin, everyone punches him in the face.
And then what's his name from The Irishman?
Frank Sheeran.
Oh, yeah.
Donald's in.
He's like, stop it.
Hey. Yeah, yeah.
Stop, ooh, stop.
I mean, ooh.
One of them punches him and then he like waddles over and very slowly kicks him.
Yeah, and they're like, ugh, ugh.
And for some reason, Dirty Grandpa's there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I have this strange thing now where I've noticed with films, there's two things that happen. Every animated film, no matter what, I'll cry probably in the first 10 minutes. I don't know why that's happening.
Felix the Cat movie.
Any
the
of them.
Felix,
oh my God. I'm fucking bawling. It's a cinematic masterpiece. And the second thing is that violence now makes me laugh in films, which is terrifying. So like when I was watching The Irishman, when he goes out and kicks that guy to the curb and is beating him up, laughing like a maniac.
Like a maniac.
You evil boy.
Just like, but then you put on Wally and I'm like,
it's so dumb. Like, I've seen Masood lose it with laughter. So to imagine him doing that at that bit in The Irishman is just surreal.
I don't know what's happened. It's very strange. Maybe I should see a therapist about it.
I don't know. No, I'm with you though. I think some violence is funny.
Maybe it's the cartoonish nature of it. It felt very surreal.
Yeah, kind of. It's like this idea of never being able to conceive of doing that yourself.
He's like, he's just fucking, he's beating up that guy in the street. Like, that's hilarious.
Physical comedy is funny. Why should that end with someone being hurt by somebody else? Somebody falling down the stairs is still as violent. See what I mean? It's still as violent as
someone. Do you know what? I tell you what's really funny. If someone falls down the stairs because they were walking down the stairs in socks on a carpet. Have you ever done that? The heel of the sock just goes, and you're like, and you just fall down three steps like, buh, 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 and you fall and you're like, oh! And then you realise you're not actually that badly hurt and you stand up but you're furious.
Yeah. And no one saw. No.
Yeah. And you're like, oh!
Oh, God, I'm so angry about that.
It's the eyes. It's the eyes when they do that moment when they... Yeah, the fuck. so funny. And it's probably my favorite thing. Anyone falling over, it's like, part of it is the physical comedy, but part of it is the fucking sheer terror. They're like, well, I'm not coming back from this.
So you know when someone trips over? Yeah, oh, that's really funny. Have you ever seen somebody have a really horrific fall?
Even funnier. There's a point where it's like, oh, it's not funny. They hurt their knee. But then if they break their leg, funny
again. But then
you
go like this. Like, I've seen somebody have a really terrible fall. And like everybody's gone, like that. But like, the thing is, Masood, I'm laughing now, imagining that horrific fall that I saw. It wasn't funny at the time, though. It's so strange.
I'm imagining the fall. I don't even know what the fall's like. I'm giving you
this image of somebody having a really horrific fall and everybody being absolutely horrified.
Ice is a good one. If someone slips on ice.
Yeah, my grandma. Yeah. And I had this.
That's already funny. And Masood's fucking cracking up.
She was this tiny little woman. She was 4'10".
Funnier.
She had a brown Mac that used to go down almost to her ankles. And she hobbled.
Imagining her wearing a sort of bonnet thing like those women in.
I don't know why. The thing is that I was a little bit like too old to have to go anywhere with my gran. So there must have been a reason we'd both gone to this place. Like another
it was
reason Lumpoli. Entirely.
Chimbalumpoli. I'm so sorry. I pulled Lumpoli out of my brain.
In our 100th episode, Suze brings out the big guns of references.
Finally, Lumpoli. Masood, were you around for Lumpoli?
What's Lumpoli?
Lumpoli was like the most successful travel agents. There was like a chain of them all over the country. And then all of a sudden the internet came along and Lumpoli were like, oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
But I like the idea of Chris's nan going, right, we're going down Lumpoli. Going to book an holiday.
We're going to book a holiday to Jersey.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Anyway,
down Lumpoli.
It was winter. Oh. We were walking down from the train station back home, and we had to walk past the quick save. And there was a little bit of a hill. It was really icy, and she slipped and fell. And at this point, she was like 82.
Wow, yeah.
Like, I'd never seen my gran fall. I'd always thought of her as really old and fragile. So when she fell like that, I went, oh, fuck. Like, this could be
oh, shit.
Broken hip, broken leg, this or anything. It. And then I started laughing because the hill, the little incline that she slipped on wasn't that big, but she was tiny, so she kind of like kept going a little bit, like it was a slide.
Oh.
And then she ended up sitting down in the car park of Quicksave. And that's what was funny to me, like not that.
So
she's
just like that.
Not that she's fallen over. It was the encore. Do you know what I mean? Like the after show. Just the falling, like the sliding down a little bit and ending up just sitting down in Quicksave.
In my head, the whistle, the slide whistle from Jurassic Park played.
Oh yeah,
she fell. It's something about
Then she started. Then the headscarf just went.
She spat ink all over Chris. Chris is like, I'm blind.
My glasses. I can afford new glasses. That's what Chris said.
And the Lumpoli travel agent was like, could not give you any help with anything else. And then Chris is like, she already took a nice trip. Imagine if this is the first episode someone tuned in for.
Yeah,
like,
if you've...
What the fuck are... What's this?
Yeah, starting at episode 100, don't.
Yeah,
you should have started.
I wonder actually if anybody starts at the beginning anymore.
Because then people do.
Yeah, but they must hear something that makes them like it to then do that. Like, I don't understand why you'd go right back to start a podcast just 2 years old.
I would, for me, like, if I saw a special episode, like, that's the thing. Like, I usually go, if I'm looking for, like, a podcast and I see, like, oh, there's got a couple of two-parters or whatever, or they've got specials, I'm like, let's go back a bit further to get into the sort of, get into the juice of it, get into the sort of the run, and then get to those ones. If I see a special, I'm not going to watch that. That's going to be something, or listen to that.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. There's like a kind of a big warning sign of, hopefully, I mean, if you are listening to this and you've just gone, no, I'll listen to that one, I'll go against Masood's wishes, then stop.
He would hate this.
Yeah.
When I started listening to the last podcast on the left, I started because someone said their 9/11 episodes are amazing. So I started with that.
Yeah.
So maybe someone starts with a specific case.
Yeah, I think like sometimes. Yeah. Well, yeah, and then that's why they get annoyed because we don't do the cases properly because we're hey guys, if you're new to this, we're a silly podcast.
We're very silly billies. What are we drinking, guys? Should we do what?
Oh, yes. What are we drinking? Yes. Chris?
Mine is. I went looking for a whiskey cocktail.
Yeah.
Because I was like, whiskey's my drink. I haven't had a whiskey cocktail in a while. It's the 100th episode. Let's make one that I really like the idea of that I've never had before. And what drew me to this first was the name of it, because I was like, that's a weird name for a cocktail. But then when I looked at it, I was like, I've got all those ingredients and I can imagine it being really nice. And spoiler alert, it's lovely. It's one of those where it's like really simple. All the ingredients work together and makes a really tasting beverage. But the name of it is Good Night Irene, See You in My Dreams.
Okay. That's a nice, that's a
that
long
is
name.
Nice.
Yeah. I'd order it if it was on a menu for sure.
Oh, and you wouldn't be disappointed either.
All right, what do we got in it? What's it packing?
Irish whiskey, sort of like a sweet sherry rather than vermouth.
Okay, yeah.
Like a deep sweet sherry. And Campari.
Wow. Just those three?
Just those three. Really... Equal measures. Oh, it's a perfect. Yeah. I tripled up.
Yeah, that's good.
Sure you did.
It tastes like, you know when maybe you were about 8 years old and you were like, I want some sweets. And a grown up was like, no, you can have this little cardboard box of raisins.
Yeah.
Okay, it tastes like...
Yeah, I do that all the time to Lucy.
It tastes like a little cardboard box of raisins. But sugar coated.
Whoa.
So the best of both worlds.
Do you remember that? Fucking Sun Made.
Yeah. Or like Dole. But they've got like smarty shells on. That's what it tastes like.
That's good.
So a little bit like those yogurt covered raisins. No yogurt.
The chocolate ones?
No.
Why can't
no.
you understand what I'm telling you? It's like, you know,
fucked it
like,
up.
It's like sugar.
Yeah, you know, like the...
Why don't you two understand?
You know, like the smarty shells.
This is why we can't live together
anymore.
Yeah,
them in the inside.
But instead of chocolate,
raisin
it's like
inside.
A raisin centre.
Right.
It tastes like...
Yeah, yogurt-covered raisins,
So if you got M&M's and you put...
And you put
M&Ms.
Chocolate in them and a peanut... And a raisin.
And a raisin on the side.
Instead of the chocolate.
You chase it with a raisin.
Instead of the chocolate and the peanut, forget about those. It's a raisin inside the shell.
It's a raisin inside a peanut shell.
Inside. Oh, peanut shell. So there's two raisins. And it's like a monkey nut.
No,
two
I don't
raisins.
Think you're quite understanding. It's.
Anyway, this is just the great stuff that people
have
enjoyed
guys,
for 100 episodes.
Like we said, silly podcast.
Silly podcast. It sounds like a fucking tasty.
It looks like
though.
Can you hold it up at the camera so I can see it with the light?
It's so
a lovely dark.
It's so deep.
Yeah. Deepest.
Also, I forgot to mention, you are meant to garnish it with lemon oil.
Yeah.
Which I did.
What the fuck? Lemon oil?
Oh, well, like squeezed off the...
Yeah. The... Which I didn't have any lemons, but... Did have a grapefruit, so I did it with a bit of grapefruit because it's citrus.
Okay,
it's still really nice.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Well, Chris. Speaking of grapefruit, I've got.
Is that Thunderbird?
A drink. I don't think so. I think it's from a video game. Oh no, that was I was doing.
That's Thunderbird. Slow down.
No. It's a. Like, imagine a drink with a sugar shell. We're arguing a lot this episode. This is the last episode.
100's a nice round number.
This is called a Paloma.
Ooh.
And it is...
That's a good
one. You've had a Paloma before.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
I've made a mistake with it, right? Because a Paloma is white tequila, a little bit of lime juice, a little bit of Algarve syrup. and then... grapefruit juice and then soda water. Okay. I was in a Caribbean supermarket earlier looking for grapefruit juice, but I found Ting,
which
is fizzy grapefruit in a tin. So I used that, but that's kind of like...
grapefruit juice and soda water?
It's not. It's a sugary, like lilt. It's like grapefruit lilt, basically.
It looks like
and
a
I
lilt.
Made a mistake. It does. That well, I like the tin for a ting. Ting, ting.
I made the same drink with Juaritos... Mexican grapefruit soda, which is very sweet and like fizzy. So I wouldn't say it's a mistake. I'd say it's probably pretty, like, I only got that because I was like, well, I got some money, might as well buy some grapefruit soda from the internet. And so, yeah, it's you pretty know, similar.
In an earlier episode, when Masood was like, if I got loads of money, I'd do this, like, drive. You and you were talking about the footballer that was driving along with all of his winnings.
Yeah.
That was me.
Yeah, no,
Mario Balotelli.
Yeah, but then
Masood
was like, that's totally the thing that I would... you know, if I had all this money. But it turns out, no, if Masood has a bit of money, he's like, I could get some grapefruit soda from the internet.
I can get grapefruit soda. Special Mexican grapefruit soda.
Sarah comes in like, oh, Masood, are you investing our money? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a way.
Grapefruit soda's going to be big. You know, I'm investing it into my tum. That's
yum, Sarah. That's all I'm going to say. And she's like, fuck's sake.
Christ. This is why you're not in charge of the bills.
Who loves grapefruit soda?
Huh?
Masood.
You're not going to make that catch on. It was one TV show in the 90s, okay? Keenan and
Kel. Lumpoli.
What are you drinking, Masood?
So this is I made this on Tuesday, but I've adapted it slightly. On Tuesday, it was a drink called a cucumber gimlet. And I'll tell you what was in the cucumber gimlet, and then I'll tell you what's in mine.
Yeah, because a cucumber gimlet would have been clear.
Well, so you've got cucumber, you've got basil, you've got simple syrup. You've got simple syrup. You've got lime juice, and then you've got vodka in the original. I put gin in this.
Ooh, sharper.
Yeah, fucking delicious.
Well, yeah, that's nice.
Gin's got
fresh
flavor that vodka hasn't.
Yeah.
It's
vodka's
so nice.
Like petrol, and then you add stuff to it, and it's
and gin's
like
diesel. So
yeah.
Well, I think I described it the other day as like, it's sort of like everything's really good and everyone's having a good time. It's like you're at a party and everyone's having a chance to speak. And that's the thing about vodka. Vodka's like, yeah, all right, you guys take the floor. I'll just chill out here. I'm in the back.
Whereas and then orange juice is like, I do.
But gin's sort of like, hey, guys, no, I've got something really funny. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, that's gin.
Oh, no, shush. Gin's going to be
hilarious. Gin's got something. This is going to be really good.
Gin's always worth listening to.
I'd say it's better with the gin. If you're going to do it with the gin.
I see.
Isn't a gimlet gin anyway?
It is.
Yeah. So a cucumber gimlet isn't. It's got vodka in it.
But
is it like when they make martinis and they're just like
gimlet,
full of shit?
Where was it? I had it in a... Oh, it's in a book here. That's right. It says like the thing, the makeup of a gimlet.
Reach that up
was,
for the cocktail
that,
shelf.
That was super classic. That was like...
Everything
you know,
fell down off my desk.
You know, sometimes when people would go, when they're being filmed and they go, oh, hey, I didn't see you there. Like, that was Masood going... Like, I think I got it in a book here. Where is it? Straight away.
And
simultaneously, like, I moved my leg and everything fell off my desk. It's like, oh, whoa.
Woozle wazzle. What the book was basically saying was like, if you like something with vodka, try it with gin. And so a gimlet kind of sits in that world of being like, here's the formula, is either one of these strong spirit forwards and, you know, sour and... simple syrup.
Like, what other vodka cocktails could you?
I mean, you could do a. You could
gin.
Do a.
So many on there.
You could do a Bloody Mary with gin instead. You could do.
I bet that'd be nice.
Be quite nice. I mean, the one we did with whiskey was really.
Oh,
nice.
We did the rye Bloody Mary back in the first episode. That was a nice link back to the first. Well, yeah, it was the first episode.
Yeah,
we're in our 100th now. That was a nice flashback.
All the way back to the first one. That was my favorite. I think that was one of my favorite drinks that we did.
Bloody Mary.
That was absolutely one of my favorites.
Yeah. Do you remember though that turns out that the celery in it was the first thing Nick Helm had eaten all day.
Oh. Oh yeah.
And he was like, crunch, yeah. Crunch, crunch.
Oh, we were talking about favorite... Well, I mentioned my favorite cocktail from way back.
Favorite cocktail.
Oh,
do
yeah.
Do you guys have like a
favorite
mystery from way back?
Well, actually, I like the idea. Let's do this because it's the 100th. Let's do favorite cocktails and
favorite mystery.
Why
okay,
not?
Yeah.
Good idea. What was the one with the chartreuse? There've been a couple, actually.
There was a chartreuse and tonic. That was one of them. I think that one was...
It was that one. There was one with chartreuse
I thought was really, really super nice was the chili lime, the one we had with Rosie Holt.
Oh, yeah.
Which I found
too
hot.
I thought that
too
was
much.
Incredible.
Too
that
much.
One was quite- I also really like the Corpse Reviver.
Oh, yeah. That one was quite nice.
Yeah.
I have to say, those Corpse those Reviver. Yeah, those were solid drinks.
I'm trying to think. My brain. I think Quantra and Tabasco.
That's a highlight.
I tell you what's really,
that is really good.
Kind of disheartening, I guess, or a little bit empowering, whichever way you look at it, is we've done more episodes remotely in lockdown than we did in the studio.
We've
made more of our own drinks than we had collective ones in the studio.
Yeah. I do miss making more than one drink, or making drinks for other people. Yeah,
I enjoyed the recording sessions where you'd come in with a tray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And bring him in, yeah.
And we'd all have the same one. And sometimes we'd try it before we started recording because we couldn't help ourselves.
Yeah. And hearing both of you go, ooh, yeah, it was always quite a joy. Yeah.
And you'd always make an extra one for producer Jack.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember because this is the famed lost episode. So this is technically the 101st episode because it never went out.
We have never heard this episode.
The one where me and Sue recorded without you, Masood, because went on holiday. You went to Turkey.
To Wales, where all his relatives live.
Sue's made the fack off.
Oh, yes.
As the second drink.
Can't actually remember what was in it. It was
in
a mug.
I made the first drink, which was, again, Irish whiskey, then Kahlua.
Ooh.
And it was topped up with a coffee Irish stout.
What?
And I called it an Irish coffee.
Ah, nice. I like that. That's very good.
It was nice. It was a robust drink.
I imagine
drink.
It being really, and really smooth as well. Like, real smooth. Just like,
and it would be even better now because I know that you could make it with Mr. Black's.
Yeah, Masood could join us. Yeah. I know. We could make it now with Mr. Black's, couldn't we? This is good footage.
yes, so...
anyway,
100th
episode. 100th
episode. We've done... Yeah. We haven't done 100 cases yet. By the way, we're going to have our cake and eat it. We'll do a 100th case as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Because not all of our episodes have been cases. No. But for our 100th episode, we thought, why not, let's say what our top favourite ones were.
I'd have to say the hands one that we mentioned earlier. The
Gary DeVore.
Gary DeVore.
That was my favourite.
Yeah, that one of mine too.
Yeah.
Me and Suze can't nominate that one now. It's already been nominated. We have to think of some more.
Cheeky Masood, he got in there with that one.
That trailer was a lot of fun.
It was a really fun episode, considering at the time I was like, my COVID was pretty bad. So I think the delirium must have added to the funny episode.
Egg Wizard.
Yeah, Egg Wizards, of course. The dawn of the Egg Wizard.
Like the whole, and Time Cop. Time-traveling Egg Wizard. It was all
It had everything.
But also the case was really interesting as well. Like the severed hands.
Yeah, that's right.
That were 200 years old. Like the finger bones in the back ended up being 200 years old. Like it was nuts.
Yeah. The car just ditched under the bridge.
Yeah,
that
would have had to have driven
the wrong way down the road.
The wrong way.
To get down to that place. Yeah.
And then it wasn't there when they searched, and then it was there a year later. And the whole thing is.
Yeah, that's cool. Weird.
Those cases that we do where they are just like, don't know. Like my brain just goes, nah.
Yeah, whack-a-licious. Nah.
Like, I just go, like, aliens, probably. They put it down. Don't know.
They probably just did it for a laugh, like at the end of Stephen King's Under the Dome.
Earlier on, your theory was always government. Do you remember?
I remember that. Yeah, yeah. It's the government, mate.
Spies. Way back at the start, it was like government.
It's always government did it, mate.
Whereas, so what's funny about that to me is that if ever there was an episode, a case that we'd done where it was most likely the government, it was that one. But you went aliens.
Aliens. Nah, let's go aliens, mate. Nah. When we have those cases where it'll be like, here's a weird death, and let's say it was government, because that one was fairly government heavy in that, like, he was researching for the CIA.
Yeah.
And it's like, that was one of the things we said. It's like, the government is like, how should we kill him? I don't know, cut off his fucking hands? And you're like, why are we doing that?
That will kill
replace
him.
Them with 200-year-old hands.
Yeah, that'll keep people on their toes. We could just shoot him. I have a gun. We could shoot him now. And then we also own the police. We'll just tell them that we don't know who killed him. And they're like, nah, cut off his hands, mate. That'll freak
our
him out.
Our snipers are pretty well trained, actually.
Yeah. We could shoot him from a distance in his car, and he just crashes it, and no one ever finds it. I've already got the knife. I've already cut off his hands. What about you guys? What's one of your...
I always come back to the Enfield Poltergeist.
How come?
Which we did with Paul Gannon, didn't we?
That feels like a left-field choice. To me,
well,
Suze,
I think Paul Gannon was an amazing guest.
He had a lot of really good ghost stuff. I thoroughly
enjoyed
it. That's it.
So he was already a knowledgeable guest. But I really like the fact that links up with Ghost Watch.
Yeah.
That was our most successful live stream.
It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun, that one.
We accidentally, during Ghostwatch, started doing
Ghostwatch.
To the audience.
Within our Ghostwatch live.
It was a lot of fun.
The Enfield Poltergeist was a good one because, to me, it's clear that the girls were faking it.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they faked it so well. Like,
yeah.
So
yeah,
well.
That's it. In a post, in a pre-internet era.
Yeah,
well.
they ventriloquismed it.
That's, it was yeah. Just, yeah, that was a solid case, that.
And there was that, the expert, I'm putting in inverted commas, the expert who, he wanted to believe it so much that he was allowed, he was able to go along with it.
Yeah.
Like, he sort of let himself go along with it.
Which, also, this isn't a nomination by me, by the way, but that also ties in a little bit to Jeff the Talking Mongoose.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Jeff the
Where
Talking
people
Mongoose.
Wanted to believe that. So.
Yeah.
That's it, isn't it? It's that crazy. Brain's a crazy thing. It's pretty powerful. And if you want to believe something enough, you will find everything you can to make it.
Absolutely. So. Look at me believing my career's going to work out. Chris, what's one of your top mysteries?
Yeah, no, I know two of my top three instantly. Okay. And it's more to do with how weird they are as cases. Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit of, there were, I can't remember every episode we've done and like what bits came in what episode now. And what's strange about that is I always thought I would. I always thought I'd know.
Yeah.
Mm.
But like we've done so many now that it kind of does blend into.
There's like 150 hours of our bullshit.
It's a lot of it.
If you started at this one, end with this one.
I think. Yeah. End of tape.
Okay, so I'm gonna say Letitia Tarot.
Yeah.
Which is weird because that was our first episode we ever recorded. It wasn't the first episode.
It was.
Because we had Niamh Walsh on it, who's just been cast in Sandman.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, she came on and we did Letitia Tarot, who was the French dancer.
Oh yes, who got
in the who
the
like
Balmusets
infiltrated
of Paris
in
1937, and then she she entered an empty subway carriage with witnesses saying that she was the only person on the carriage. And then in the next subway station, she was found with a knife in her neck.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was, I like that because that was like a classic. At the time, you had lent me a locked room mystery book, or it was just around that time.
Oh, the Hollow Man.
Yeah. And I was like, I remember reading that being like, what the fuck? How the fuck do we? There's no way you can solve this fucking case. This is crazy. And then when we were doing that case, I was like, oh, this is. It's like, I'm like, this is like that fucking book. This is insane. I don't know what's going on. I just, it couldn't. I was, and I like that because that was the first kind of, that really encapsulated the show, I think, for all of us. We kind of all went.
That's why I did it really early on. Because also, it was like, I really like those kind of books too.
Yeah.
And that felt like a real life. Like, that wasn't a book that happened in real life.
And then, like, the whole thing of her being like, oh, she was part of the, what were they called? The Cagoules?
So this is where it gets lame.
The Cagoules,
The Cagoules. What, the jackets? Yeah.
Which always just reminds me of that bit in Ab Fab when Safi's got a bloke who's coming to the house for her and Edina goes, something in a cagoule is hovering outside.
Spoiler alert, there's another cagoule mystery.
Ooh.
What?
Which we haven't done yet.
So. Ooh, I'm excited for that.
That is very exciting.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You got another one, Masood?
I quite liked, I think it was fairly early on in the Hollywood series, the one with, and she had something written on her in lipstick.
The Red Lipstick,
Red Lipstick Murder.
It was called.
Yeah.
Just so, like, I think I enjoy that one because...
Fuck you, BD.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
It was about the time of the Black Dahlia.
Yeah, it was like, it was those cases where they unfortunately get overshadowed by... I think I like that we covered it because it was like, you know, Black Dahlia, they're obviously both horrific murders, but it's like, oh shit, here's one you didn't know. And it was nice to have, like, it's not something I'd ever heard of before. So it was nice to cover something that was, I would consider to be less covered than something like the Black Dahlia. And also it's just fucking weird. Just a fucking weird murder.
Really strange, yeah.
And I think I also in part enjoyed the majority of the Hollywood series because it was very, it was nice thematically. I thought it was fun.
It really, yeah, it really played into my big loves, which is movies and true crime.
Yeah, those two coming together.
It was right in my wheelhouse. And then suddenly we were, it felt like very suddenly we were into a period where it was like, oh, we were, this is like recent history. Suddenly it was the early 80s. You go, oh, it's not so different to the 20s.
But also, do you remember we did the Bruce Lee thing, which was not really something, when we started doing the show, did you ever think we'd do a Bruce Lee episode?
Never thought that, no.
No.
I would never have thought of it as an unsolved mystery, but it ended up being like, then we had that lovely sad image of George Lazenby waiting.
Oh yeah, just be like, where the fuck is he?
I'm going to give him 10 more minutes.
That's a good nomination. Also, interestingly, Masood, the two nominations you've done so far have been from the Hollywood.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
There was, there was, again, like I said, there was something quite fun about that. It was, what about you guys? What do you got?
What was the one about the pilot?
Oh, with the plane. Who... And he fell out the plane.
Yeah. I think was Katie Montgomery the guest for that?
No, that was Sima.
Sima was.
Yeah. Sima,
it was the great Mull Air mystery. Yeah. He'd had dinner in a hotel with his wife.
That's right.
And then they had an argument. He stormed off into his plane, his own plane, to fly away.
Yeah.
And then never got seen. But his body was found. So the plane never...
Was recovered, yeah.
The plane flew into space and dropped him out. It wasn't so much the mystery that captured my imagination with that. It was all the people, all the stories of people who'd survived plane crashes.
Oh, yeah.
I found that fascinating and terrifying.
Yeah.
I found that, like, unbelievable. It really blew my mind.
That one that
managed, I'd never thought about it.
Yeah, she was the only survivor. She was on the flight with her mum. And she was the only survivor and landed in a rainforest and then had to steal a boat and felt so bad about stealing the boat.
Fuck,
yeah, that's right.
She felt so bad about stealing the boat, she got in a plane and flew it into a
wall. Live on television on September
11th. She was like, woo, sorry. She was like that bit in South Park with the shell guys, like, sorry. We're sorry. Sorry. But there was that story of the cabin crew. There was a woman who was like cabin crew and the plane crashed. Well, the plane exploded in the air and she fell out fell all the way to the ground in her seat into a barn.
Oh, yeah.
And they just found her screaming.
Jesus, yeah, that's right.
And she was basically all right, but she doesn't remember any of it.
But do you remember one of the early ones was a bloke, it was during the war, and he landed in he fell out of a plane over enemy ground.
Yeah.
And he fell like thousands of feet without a parachute and survived and then got
killed. Oh, yeah, he's like, I can't believe it, I'm alive. File your papers. Shit.
Then they gave him a certificate to prove he'd survived that fall. They were like, because they were still like, well, you are our enemy, but no one will believe your story. We will corrupt.
They were like, that's badass.
that's the thing they say about them. You know, they're always thorough. They're very thorough.
Very thorough. Yeah, so I really like that because that whole tangent.
Mein Fuhrer, I was saying that he landed without a parachute, thousands of feet, he survived, and he is not the master.
Really?
Give that man a crown.
We should give him a certificate. Yes.
He's a character in Downfall. He's the guy.
That's why it's called that.
Fucking hell.
Okay, yeah, are we talking about favourite cases or favourite episodes? Because I've got one which is...
Oh, I've been doing favourite episodes.
No, I think that's okay. Because I think I'm going to go for one that is both, which is when we had Carl Donnelly on and we did Dolly Earthquake.
Oh, that was great.
It was solved, but it's such a fun story. And telling it to somebody that didn't know it, like Carl, who's like kind of like the master of observational comedy at the moment.
Yeah.
Anyway, will sort of like point things out that you didn't even know.
Absolutely,
notice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember at one point we were talking about, because she had the secret lover in the attic.
She was a saucy
lady.
Yeah,
he worked at the factory of her
husband.
Fuck,
that's right, yeah.
And then Carl was just like, wait a minute, so you're saying for the last 11 years, nobody has asked, where the fuck is Otto, man?
man. Yeah, that was good.
Masood, what's your
third one?
I'd have to say, this is a tricky one. I have a little bit of a soft spot for Isidore Fink as well.
Actually, Masood, I'm glad you said that because that was going to be my third one. But I also had a secondary one. And now I get to say the secondary one because you've said that one. So I'm glad that Isidore Fink got.
Yeah, it was the one we did
live at
Latitude
with Tom.
Yeah.
It was just such a lovely, again, it's that kind of locker room thing that I liked about
Gunny McJr.
Gunny McJr.
Oh, yeah.
It was just the whole thing of like the locked door thing, I think I always found so fascinating. Like it's such a, because it's something that I always, not get annoyed at, but when I watch like a TV show that has a locked door thing, I'm like, oh, there's the clues somewhere. There's got to be a clue somewhere. But then when it's a real life thing, it's like, there's no clues.
It's like perfect mystery. The door, and not only was it locked, it was bolted, dead bolted, three times on the inside. The windows were nailed shut.
So it's like there's...
And he was shot twice.
There's just so no... Like, I think, that was it. That was just quite a lot of fun to have that as a... Oh, they annoy me so much. But I love them. But I'm just like, whoa. Because I think, like, I'm one of those people that I will give myself over to whatever any story is, be it a film or whatever. So when it's like a locked room thing, I'm like, I sort of see myself as a little bit like, well, I've got to solve this. I've got to figure it out. And then if I don't, I'm like, well, then I'm never going to be a detective. I'm like, well, no, I was never gunning to be a detective.
I mean, also, obviously, don't beat yourself up. It was nearly 100 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, like...
I don't know. I think you should be ashamed of
yourself. Like, a lot of clues will be vanished. And also, we know that police were bad at their job. That's a recurring theme in this podcast.
Yeah. Up until at least...
What didn't get logged, what didn't...
They were bad until until at least yesterday. So, yeah, they've...
Yeah, as far as I know, they're still bad. It's,
Police work has gotten better, but the people...
I got stuck in a traffic jam today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what a non sequitur, Chris, but...
Oh, yes.
Oh, just you wait.
It was backed up on quite a... street, this street shouldn't be backed up, and I was like, this is weird. Inch forward, and it was because there was a pickup truck that was blocking the other side of the road, so it was became this two-way traffic thing where they were letting some people go around the pickup truck and then later and that pickup truck was there to tow away a police car. The police car was absolutely totaled.
Holy shit.
At the front.
Wow.
But no other car was around. Yeah.
Bloody hell.
But a lamppost was at diagonal, so that police car had been driven by such a bad driver.
Oh my god.
That they'd just gone straight into this lamppost.
Jeez. Fuck the police.
That's with a comma, isn't it? Fuck the police.
The police.
This is the most middle class white reaction to all cops are bastards, because as I drove past a police car that crashed into a lamppost of its own volition and no other vehicles were damaged, I kind of just went,
I would. Yeah. I would have been like, and then I probably would have got arrested.
They'd have pulled you over. Is this your vehicle, sir?
What? No, he crashed into a lamppost. Oh, man, what I do now? What about you guys?
Well, I'm going to cheat and pick two.
That's allowed.
But they go together because I really love doing these, even though...
Do they go together like shamalamalamalam?
They go together like lamb and tuna fish. They're not mysteries, but we did episodes on them, and I enjoyed covering them in a different way that we normally would.
Can I guess
at
one
would.
Of them?
Yeah.
OJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, can I guess at the other?
Yeah.
The Mansons?
Yeah.
Manson family? Yeah.
I loved covering OJ and the Mansons.
Hollywood series is represented.
It is actually, isn't it? There are a lot of good cases. I think the thing is, I'm really fascinated with the OJ case and the culture that surrounds it and everything that led up to it and everything that's followed. And with the Mansons, the same. Like it's almost like the Manson murders were a symptom rather than a disease, if that makes sense. And I feel like what we did was demystify it a bit, which is kind of the opposite of what we normally do. It's normally we're like, we have a mystery, let's try and solve it. Whereas this, it's just a thing where people are like, wow, that's weird, isn't it? And we were like, no, it's not weird. It's, I mean, it's crazy and there's people got murdered, awful, obviously. But you go, we know why it happened, and we'll explain.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of other things,
which is what we're trying to do with the other ones.
Yeah,
yeah, but we don't know.
In a way, yeah, it's when, like, you know, when you have people like Charles Manson and OJ who are horrific people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, the ultimate victory is to laugh at them.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, don't make them a monster. Make them a wacky human. Yeah.
Poke fun at them.
Similar to Jeremy Renner. I also loved our Jeremy Renner episode.
Okay, so Jeremy Renner is Susie's honourable mention.
That's good. That was, that was a lot of fun.
Okay, so my third one, and because I ended up being last on all the rounds, I feel like now I have to pick one. Like, the one that hasn't been mentioned yet of all of the back catalogue that I feel should be mentioned. And I'm going to have to go with Coral Castle.
Shit, I forgot about that.
Jizz on
with
the wall.
With his jizz-covered walls.
Which we totally made up.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun to imagine.
That was a lot of fun, yeah.
We didn't make it up. We posited it. Also the truth.
Did posit it.
The mysterious ingredient was cum.
we Michael Douglas'd all over it. That's what we did. Yeah.
But also, Alison was a great guest.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, she got right into it.
It was such a, that was one of those ones where it's like, yeah, what was it? Because he made it for his, like, his like, he had a weird obsession with some
long lost love.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So
his sweet 16.
Sweet 16. Yeah.
He was obsessed with
the 16-year-old
girl.
Yes. Let me tell you something about these fresh boys. They're gonna get fresh. They're gonna get real fresh.
Also, actually, he was the one that lived on the diet of tinned sardines.
Yeah, not so much of a fresh boy. More a fish boy.
A disgusting.
If we ever can, we should raise enough money to do a field trip to the coral.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that'd
be a lot of fun.
And then while we're in the States, try and meet Ken Brennan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, Ken. It's nowhere near.
That's my honourable mention.
Isn't Ken based in
like
California?
An we should mention.
As well with Ken Brennan.
It was the first. It was the first big episode we did with just the three of us. We were talking about.
Hosts only.
Oh, yeah.
That guy died from car crash injuries on the inside, but the outside was completely
that's right.
Unscathed. And then Ken Brennan was like, "Yeah, he got shot in his balls."
You got shot in the balls. What?
Yeah. He figured it out using the power of balls.
Oh, Kenny B. That's what I'll call him, by
Clever
the way.
Clever Ken.
Yeah.
We will meet him one day. We get what we want eventually. Do you remember when we first started the podcast? We were like, wouldn't it be great if one day we could get Henry Zebrowski?
And we did.
We did.
Do you know what, Suze? I forget about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. And we did.
That felt like
he was my number one pick for a guest. Yeah. And we got him.
It's true. It's everybody gets...
Like, is it George Bush when they got... Bin Laden, they were like, ladies and gentlemen, that's us. That's us.
Yeah, it's a picture of us all wearing bomber jackets with the words mission accomplished on a.
It was Obama.
Was it Obama? Of course it was. Yeah, yeah, it was right, like 2011, wasn't it? Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, well.
Can't believe it's nearly 10 years since Obama got that Bin Laden. Still freaks my nut out to this day.
They got him on the 10th anniversary, didn't they?
Did they?
Did they actually?
No.
No, of course they didn't.
Yeah.
I like the idea that they did. Like, yeah, it was September.
What better way to celebrate?
America, like, woo! Hey, on the 20th anniversary, which is September 11th this year, obviously, we should do a 9/11 episode and finally get cancelled.
Yeah. I wonder if it's a Thursday. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh,
I'm checking. I'm checking.
Is it? Chris's check face is
Saturday.
Is my favourite.
Oh, fuck. No, do you know what? It should come out September 9th and it can be part of the build-up to the big day. You know, like you get, sometimes you get a Christmas special, comes out on 23rd of December. That'll be us. I said special.
What's weird is when you get a Christmas special that comes out on the 28th of December.
Yeah, you're like, it's too late, guys.
That's when you know.
I don't want to watch it now.
Like, yeah.
It's, oh, hang on.
Oh.
Hello?
Look at him. It looks like terrible news has been received. He's just smiling. It's Lucy going, can you keep it down? It's really weird watching Masood have a phone call, but we can't hear him.
Masood hasn't said anything. Oh, no, he's just talking now.
He's talking now.
Hello. Sorry.
Hello there.
Hey, Masood, who was that? Oh, was she going, Masood,
she's
shut
just like,
up.
He's like, God, are you still doing that fucking podcast?
And she doesn't mean this recording.
Just
she
in general.
Like 2 years
you
later.
You still doing
she's
that
still
fucking
going.
Podcast?
Jesus.
I think 100's enough, isn't
surely,
it?
that's...
Masood's like, I can't let them down. This is all they have. And we're like, hey, Masood, you'll never be this right.
Well, Masood just took a phone call and me and Suze were just like...
What's he doing now?
Is he? What's happening now?
When I was having my awful, awful Edinburgh Fringe in 2016, which is when I met Chris, it was when the Olympics were last on, and the Olympics are my favourite thing in the world. I fucking love it so much. So I had the Olympics on all the time, and I was just sad doing my shows, but I'd then get really into the Olympics. It was my escape. And my flatmates were Lawrence Owen and Gareth Joyner, Gareth, friend of the show, Joyner. And neither of them liked the Olympics. They didn't like fucking hate the Olympics, but it was on constantly. And both of them said, oh, I mean, I'd like to watch something other than the Olympics, but it's all she's got. So I was just sat in the lounge all the time going like with the rowing on.
Speaking of Gareth Joyner, his episode is pretty good.
His episode is
pretty good.
The big reveal.
Yeah, he was a bit derogatory and he was like, I'm sorry, what's the mystery here?
Yeah.
And oh, she might have been Jack the Ripper.
Yeah. And we bust all went,
oh, yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah.
And that's where he came up with What's for After, is the fantastic.
It was. It was What's for After.
What's for After. Once I was around his house and we were getting a takeaway and he went, here, and look what's for afters. He opened his freezer and it was Roundtree's lollies. And I was like, ooh. What was the Roundtree's lolly cocktail?
So, which I've still got to try. I saw it as someone had shared it.
On Monday, because it's going to be really hot.
Someone has shared it as a, you know when people share things on Facebook? Yeah. It's like, here's a recipe for you. And it's basically just like melt some chocolate in a mug.
Yeah.
So it was one of those. It was like, this is the cocktail to end all cocktails. And it's Archer's and a melted fruit pastel ice.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
Oh, no, you crush up the lolly, don't you? So it's like slush. Yeah, yeah. I think that actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I think that's going to be a bit much because those lollies are sweet and Archer's is basically
you're
like, I'm such a grown up sweet from Frangelico.
She's grown up.
I was about to say, this is a Frangelico-less episode. Yeah. Sue's made a cocktail with No, there you go. Big
not anymore, you fucking
there we go.
Arsehole.
Just slipped it in at the last minute. It's good.
Yum, yum.
Looking forward, is there anything we haven't done yet that you'd like to in our 100 episodes that we've missed?
Well, look,
out?
I don't know. I think I want to keep this podcast going until I get a boyfriend, aka forever.
I think there's a theme I know we may have promised that I think that would be kind of fun to do.
Which one? Because there's two. And
the Cold War one is one I'm quite excited about.
Cold War series and the cult series.
I'm very much looking forward to the cult series.
I'm excited to do the cult. We could do Cold Wars and cults.
Well, I thought we'd actually expand the Cold War idea to political intrigue.
Yeah.
Because I actually think you can trace back the path to the Cold War
through
to like the last of the Romanovs and Rasputin all of that.
Well, so there is a theory that you can track Rasputin all the way to 9/11.
Oh my god.
So there we go. There's a through line that we
That's have. Nice. I like that.
Yeah, so maybe we'll do both of those at some point.
Yeah.
I don't know which one first.
I think it's good. Yeah.
Oh, thanks everybody.
Yeah.
100 bloody episodes.
If you stick with us from the beginning, thank you.
If this is the first episode you've listened to, all the way through, you fool.
Fuck you.
But also, thank you.
Go back to the beginning. If you've listened to it all the way.
Actually, I'd be really interested if you could, if you started at this one, listen to them in reverse order and let us know what
that's like. Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
This podcast gets better.
and they go all the way back to like the Nick Helm episode and they're like, what an ending.
Blowjob King. What a punchline.
People are like, I preferred the ones towards the end where Suze doesn't do a song. Apologies if anyone misses the song, but I don't think anyone does.
You kind of phased them out after the Hollywood series, didn't
you?
Yeah. Well, how would I do a song with a guest on Zoom?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know we did a little brief, Jeff the Talking Mongoose. I think we will bring back songs occasionally, but
It's as and when you want to or can.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
when we were all in the studio together, it sort of made more sense. But the podcast has changed so much.
Absolutely.
It's a different show.
Yeah.
And it made sense when it was Almonds and Champagne.
Yeah. I think
the show, like in 100 episodes, has had about 4 different formats.
But there's some of the core elements are still there.
And I think it's sad that the lost episode can never be heard.
But I actually like the mystery that has. There's a little podcast mystery.
It's a mystery for me because I remember very
little. Should we try and recreate the lost episode as an episode?
Yeah, Masood, go away.
I'll leave.
Yeah, Masood has to
And then
leave.
You guys remake the drinks.
Masood has to go on holiday with the £50,000
Patreon. Oh, God, no.
Incidentally, though, listeners, if you have been here for the long game, let us know your three
yes,
favorites.
We'd love to know what your favorite three favorites were. Favorite episodes and or favorite drinks or drinks you've tried from the show. If you've tried a drink, let us know.
Yeah. The Delmonico.
One of my favorites.
The Delmonico number one, yeah. There's a lot of good, drinks we had.
Yeah.
In fact. Yeah. I'm going to go as far as say there's only one bad one.
Ah, yes, the Egyptian Spring.
The one
bad mark against my name.
But listen, do you know what? If you think about it, if we've done 100 episodes, that's and we've been having three separate ones
each.
For the last few, that must be getting on for 300 cocktails.
Easy.
Maybe over.
Because we were doing
cocktails.
Two different ones each episode.
Yeah. So that is, even taking into account the fact that we repeated some as well.
Yeah. Oh,
but 350 cocktails, that's good. An estimate. One bad one.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's blown my mind. There have been a few bad ones under lockdown, which I've made. Like, hey, look, I've put everything in a glass.
We've thought they've sounded bad, but you've always seemed to enjoy them.
Yes,
so.
They've always...
What about when I had gone off red wine and then I added Frangelico?
No, that one was bad. That was bad.
That was bad.
That was a bad drink.
Sunil doesn't know
that was
me.
A bad drink.
And we had to do that episode. And he must have just been like, what is she doing? Why is she being like this? Whereas you guys are like,
that's she does.
You know, it's just Sue's got a Sue's. She hates it, but she never learns. I want to give an honourable mention, actually, to my great invention, which was the Chambord Kahlua or Mr. Black and vodka.
Yeah.
Because it really does taste like a strawberry quality street. Yeah.
Are you on the Patreon, listener? Because you should be.
You should be. Get on it.
All right.
Are you
Fuck
on it?
It out.
Get on it.
You on the Patreon?
Yes. Do join our Patreon.
Yeah.
The podcast can carry on because of the Patreon.
Yes.
So if you like listening,
that's it.
You lovely people, please, please, please.
If you like this,
jump on in.
Give £3 a month. You're not going to miss it.
£3 a month, which is less than one coffee between us per month.
Thanks so much for swinging by. 100 episodes. It's because of you. It's because of you. That's how we can do it. Thanks so much, everybody. Thanks you two for, you know, this has been 100 episodes. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
Did you think we'd make 100?
I thought we'd make at least 10. No.
I thought by now we'd all live in a massive house together.
Yes.
With a big pool.
Yeah.
And a pirate ship. I thought we'd be living
on
a pirate ship.
With a pool in it. But the pirate ship is also a limousine.
Yes.
Thank you,
everybody.
For sticking with us.
Thanks, everyone. Let's say goodbye
episodes.
Like good egg wizards.
Here's to the next 100.
Bye.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.